Hello, welcome to this beautiful day, to this journey into true prosperity. So this is our first call today, and I'm very excited, and I have great plans and great hopes for us to experience a tremendous amount of amazing things. So first, some logistics, because I know there are some people that are new to the call. And some people also just signed up today, so haven't even listened to the MP3s. So just simple, what we're going to do today is I will be doing a tremendous amount of healing and laying the groundwork, and then we're going to go into Q&A. And what that means is that if you are on the web link, you have that little Q&A box, you can write something in. And and otherwise, you have your phone, you can do press star 2. And I will see a little hand on my panel, knowing that you would like to speak to me directly. So we're going to do a general overall learning and clearing and healing, and then going into the individual concerns that you have. And I will be, again, just open to where you want to take us all. Because prosperity isn't just simply the wealth that we can think of, our financial aspect. True prosperity is really way more. So if you have questions or concerns around your health, of course, you can bring that up as well. I'm willing to shift and move back and forth between the different topics. But my first focus will be prosperity in the manifestation as literally wealth in terms of nourishing, clothing, and housing ourselves and receiving the necessary things that are important for us and make it possible for us to express our true divine purpose here, our Dharma, so that we can actually do what we came here for. Because if we're hungry, it's going to be really hard. So this group today, we have the C-plus people on the call and also the C people, which means as we're all starting together. And what we can do is we can you can pick one topic, one particular item you want to manifest, and really work on that through the entire 5 calls. And then the people that are C-plus can continue with that and go deeper with it if it's something that's career-related, etc., or whatever that is. Or you actually pick another topic. Maybe during the first five calls, this is 5 weeks, you already manifested something and you want to just pick something else. Or you feel that you become aware that there is nothing blocking it anymore. It is in the process of manifesting and you don't have to worry about it. Then you can maybe go to something else. So anyway, as we go through the call, it's just going to unfold all perfectly. So in this first call, we lay the groundwork cognitively, strategically, energetically, and most importantly, the shift in your awareness that needs to happen. And they are not the same energetically and your awareness. So one is the energies, what's your vibration, and your awareness is who do you identify with? Are you identifying with your true self, or are you identifying with this person that you think you are, which is a conglomerate of a tremendous amount of positive and negative programming and imprinting collectively and ancestrally and personally. So the energetic parameters we want to kind of look at today is very clear that we're in a safe environment. So which means, as I now command, that nothing that is serving a separateness, serving lie, serving destruction is not allowed here in this call, in this space. I call upon the great archangels to surround us and surround each of one of us. And I also call upon the angelic beings that are constantly coming into existence, streams of light, and calling specifically right now, creating evolution, inviting evolution, streams of light being birthed in this space that we're holding right now, new angelic beings coming into existence, more streams of light, being birthed today in this world, in this existence for you personally. And your high intelligence being clear and present here. And whenever we go through healing processes that you just, you might make it stronger by just saying yes or nodding. Speaking is always more powerful. Make sure you're hydrated. And then we're going to just go right in here. What is prosperity? And that is your wealth, your health, good relations, and really energy, vitality, enthusiasm. And for, especially for prosperity, you need inspiration and passion and motivation. And inspiration is spirit, and spirit is breath. So let's start just a little bit of breathing here. So we come into a purity, and again, remembering that we're spirit. Spirit on a journey to explore manifestations. So just take a few deep breaths in your own timing through your nose. And just let go through your mouth. And just do that a few times in your own timing. And if you want to do some fire breath, you can do that as well. If you're familiar with it, you do some very fast breathing. And just to kind of blow out some of the clutter and the density in your body and your mind. So just take a minute to get yourself into that space that makes you feel good. Requesting everyone to come into your core, into your essence, into your center. Now, in terms of cognitive understanding, how you magnetize is that you have to have, how are you positive? How do you create positive wealth? Is you have to have positive magnetism, strong magnetism. Now, you're always magnetic, and if you have low vibratory frequencies, you're going to magnetize bad things to you. Poverty and everything that's not so pretty. Something that's more dark, more shadowy. So what we want to do is we want to upgrade our frequency, and everybody understands this here. So you want to have the magnetism that is attracting higher frequency experiences, and higher frequency energy is also more wealth. And the how do you really create more magnetism? Well, you have everything already within you. So the patterns that need to, that you carry, that you know, need to be transformed, and then they become food, you could say, or material for higher magnetism. So whatever is composted into higher frequency makes you feel better and is also attracting higher frequencies. So what we're doing is we're basically kind of climbing and dialing our frequency up. And so we're working with a deeper understanding also that you, who you are, is right now for many of humanity, for most of humanity, is stuck in a confusion of who they really are, which causes the sense of being a slave, having the sense of always going to work and fending for yourself, and this incredible sense of disconnect from source. Because when we actually feel connected with source, we feel taken care of, and we feel confident and trusting that things will work out and that we're going to be safe and we will eat and have everything we need. So this link to source is the key. everybody feels separate. And I'm not saying everybody here on this call, but many, I'm just talking in general, and you will probably have parts of you that still feel like sometimes you blip into this experience of being separate. So you want to remember that you're always linked up to Source. You're always one with Source. That's the fact. And this knowing will change your seeing. So now let's come to the understanding of, especially for those who haven't listened to the package, is that what you see is what you manifest. And seeing is knowing, and seeing is not just knowing, truly understanding, truly knowing, truly being, truly feeling. Everything comes together in one experience. So we'll be working with our identity, who we are, who we see ourselves to be. This is very powerful because the world around you, as you understand, is a reflection of your belief and what you think of to be true. And so the vibration of your body and your astral body and your spiritual body is reflecting in everything that happens around you. And so if your finances aren't very good, or your health isn't very good, you are basically not truly living and experiencing yourself as what you truly are, consciousness. So you are consciousness, and even your body is not who you are. So if you look at your body and there are problems, you know that you as consciousness are slightly distorted, or in other words, you're not vibrating high enough. Or let's say, in other words, the atoms are too close. There's not enough space in between. So there's less luminosity, so we need to expand. So all the different words, I'm going to try to say things in different ways so it kind of clicks for you, someone, and maybe something else clicks for somebody else. So the first thing we're going to do is do a collective clearing and healing, which means that we're going to already start upgrading your frequency, transform things, and change your experience. So let's start, and I want you to really work here a little bit as well. So if you're sitting quite nicely, or it would be good if you sat, and you have your feet on the ground, or you go cross-legged, however you want, probably have your feet on the ground. I want to imagine now when calling upon the violet flame. The violet flame, the violet light. You can see it as a diffused light, or you can see it as many little dancing violet, cool, very cool, not hot, cool flames, little tongues. And they start dancing and tickling up into your feet and up into your legs. The violet light is the link. It's the light, the frequency that links you to Source. It's that little link that purifies. So it makes you intuitive and very, very intuitive. So allow now this flame to flow and move and dance through your body from the bottom up. Come up to your knees and then up to the thighs. Work it through all the muscles, all the ligaments, everywhere where there's a little problem, where it feels tight, where there's pain. Keep going up to the hips. Again, requesting the violet flame, this beautiful, intelligent expression of Source, to move through everybody. Through the hips, through the body, through all the organs, move through the belly area, the digestive system, and especially through the diaphragm, the solar plexus. Clean it all up there. Clean it up. Clean it up. Transform. Transform and clean it up. Move through, move through, move through. And it's moving up and up and up. And as that's happening, the violet light is also moving from the top, from the heavens down, coming into your crown and into your head, and moving through all the parts of your senses, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, the root of the tongue, coming into the heart, the arms, the hands, the fingers. And you're seeing yourself just surrounded with this dancing, flickering, moving, or gently flowing violet light. Within little flames, cool flames of violet fire, beginning transforming and transforming and transforming, going deeper and deeper and deeper into anything that does not serve you anymore right now. Emulsifying and cleansing, like soaping things away, soaping it all away. I want you to now notice that this light is moving counterclockwise and also clockwise. It's moving in both directions. Just have fun with it. Let it play. Let it clean in your spine. Every vertebrae, everything clears and cleans. I ask now for permission to your higher self to open your DNA. You may say yes or no. And let the violet flame intelligence purify already now on the DNA level. Let it happen, let it happen, let it happen. And it happened, it happened, it happened. Thank you. You begin to feeling lighter. Now let's come to the matrix level struggle. That's what I spoke earlier about. Everybody got enslaved. We all got tempered with our DNA. We live in a place of lies and confusion, darkness. So what we see around ourselves is we changing that. Each individual seer is now stepping into. I invite you to make that shift out. If you haven't done that yet, make it even stronger. Just almost like you forget about all that struggle that you know and stepping in at heavenly presence and your heavenly divine existence. So to identify, clear, let go, untangle, resolve, forgive, and break free from the false matrix now. And let yourself be helped by the angelic kingdom of the archangels, by your own ascended healers, masters, your higher intelligence that is just waiting for you to come to this realization that you've always been free and always been prosperous. So everything's still spinning. We're allowing that to keep stabilizing. Just going to continue to ask for stabilizing, which will stabilize when the patterns are cleared sufficiently right now. We're going to come now to also bring in the golden white healing light from the central sun. And you might feel it coming from above and also from the outside and also from the inside out, right from your core, moving out into your body, into your aura. You might make it a little thicker, like water, like really like a stream of water. It will help the denser part of your body. And the light shimmering, air-like, golden white light in between all the cells. There's some more, much stronger white light coming in now, so we're going to bring in some of the primordial white light, pure, clear light of source. And allow yourself to be open to more upgrading, to more reception. So you might even say to yourself, yeah, I'm receiving more, I'm upgrading more. It's up to you. You can keep saying that throughout the call. Good. Let's ask for some repair now. Let's shift into the areas that are sort of grid-like and structural. And asking now healing angels to make structural corrections now, usually for trauma and everything that's false, anything that got tempered with, just starting to make those changes here. I'm seeing a little bit of a battle going on here, so there's some of the forces trying to hold on. So I now, again, with permission of your higher selves, I command those forces to move out now. That's it. Out. Transform back to source or to the places you belong. Good, 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 good. All right, let's do a multi-dimensional 5D attunement, which means as you exist in many dimensions, and first of all, just simply 4D and 5D attunement. Of course, we're going to be open to any other higher attunements, but at least just collectively right now to commit to 5D, because the body is not in 5D. And is still just in the process of becoming 4D. So we're just going to allow that calibration again with the fifth dimensional consciousness, every cell, your DNA. Yes. Good. And for the work that we're doing in this package, really the calibration is for 6D, actually. So six-dimensional consciousness, true seeing. So right now, again, we're going to move into six-dimensional consciousness for the purpose of attuning the capacity to create through proper realization, proper seeing. May your higher self assist you with that. May your soul be receptive. And knowing yourself to be being that great light, that perfection. I think they're still wobbling through, so some of you are struggling a little bit. Don't worry, let it happen. And it will continue to happen. This is just the first call, so my intent is that by at least by the fifth call, you got that down really well and you're really masterful at your life, literally. Good. So let's go quickly through some identity level program clearing. And I'm also going to check for some individual requests then on the Q&A. So let's start with just, for everybody right now, slavery, the slave system, the slave program. Clear and dissolve, letting it go. Debt is a big one. Debt, that there has to be debt, that debt is normal. The fact that you have debt, that you even manifested debt. Okay, that's it. We're seeing that's it. Don't need that anymore. It can go now. Good. I learned what that is. I understand. Time is up. Let it go. Let it go just into the silence. You don't have to know exactly what to replace it with right now. Just into the silence, back to source, back into your core. Poverty. Through all times and spaces, experiences, even things you've seen and believe. The trickery of the senses, seeing poverty on the planet. That's what you manifested. That's what we see. So now, this is it. You're going to change. You're going to see something different. So for now, we're just going to see just nothing. Nothing. Just silence. Giving it all up. We're open to something new. Very good. Very good. Hunger, same thing. That's a very visceral experience. So hunger of the body. Okay, now we don't need to experience it anymore. Thank you. Just letting that go. Shifting out of it, first into the silence, into the brilliance, into the bliss. Just enjoy the energy. And just shifting out of the mind's programs and the unconscious mind, the body programs. We're just not making it real right now. Any vows for properties? If there's anything left for anybody here, let's go, even when you signed some contract, you know, for buying a car and some debt, it's like a vow, really. You basically say, I am poor, I can't buy this, I have to borrow. So again, let's just clear that. And we can include into that vows in regards to having to stay sick or low vitality, not understanding things, and all these kinds of limitations. So let's kind of offer that up now. Good. The entire experience of the sense of time speeding up when you can't catch up. This is a really important piece because the less time is money, time is energy. And if time is speeding up, you can't even make enough money. If people work more and more and it seems like there's less time in the day and less money is made. So that is a phenomenon that is happening in duality right now, in this experience of the matrix. So if you want to step out of that and experience more of a timeless presence where you are outside of this rat race, to say yes now. So allowing that to shift and shift and shift out, that's it. We have nothing to do with that. You have your own time. You make your own clock time. You have infinite time. In fact, you are infinite. The silence that you are is infinite and eternal. That means you have infinite and eternal prosperity. And I'm just seeing some DNA stuff going on here right now. It's almost certain links are being repaired. So yes, I confirm that. Continuing to repair so that you can move into your true humanness. Not having savings, not owning anything, all these patterns, fear of homelessness, fear of disease. Let's clear all that. Lots of fears, lots of lack. Let's give that up. We're not seeing that anymore. We're changing the reflections. We're just letting that go. We're polishing the mirrors. And you, even if you feel like it for a moment, some of you might feel like really drawn to that. You might even just imagine the world around you and you see all these images you have of poverty and problems. Just take a sponge like a school teacher on a chalkboard and just wipe it up, wipe it out. When you wipe it over, it's like white out. Just white it out. Just nothing. White it all out. It's gone. White it all out. You can do the same thing somewhere where you have pain in the body. You white out your memory, your feeling, and the image of it. Good, you're doing great. The other thing we're going to do is community and social disintegration alienation. This is very connected with poverty and the state that we're living in right now. So right now, we don't have communities. We don't have social integration. Everything is messed up, really, and a lot of alienation. So again, I offer you, if you would like to also that to change, to experience something that is much more wholesome and real, which we call true love. Divine love and existence, and truly living from a divine place. So right now, offering that into the space, asking for it, finding the remembrance, which is still within us. Within us is still that spark where everything exists. that spark that contains all of the truth and everything we need. You're working really well. I can see that right now. Everything is just moving and working hard. You're doing awesome. Keep at it. Be firm. Be very assertive. Yeah, take a deep breath now. Good. We're also going to clear ugliness, loneliness, helplessness, overwhelm. They're kind of connected with people who are prosperous often feel beautiful. So if you feel ugly, there's a reason for that. So it doesn't have to, anything to do with what you really look like in the mirror. More like the sense of yourself. So if there's something you hate about your body, right, or your face, you know that there's something, an overlay, a lie there, or some resonance with an untruth. So right now, let's want to clear that up, wipe it out, and just be open and free to what is it really that you feel like in that very deep, true place of yourself. Finding that inner beauty. Inner beauty is harmony and perfection, prosperity and good health. Okay, keep up, keep up. Some of you are in a little bit of doubt. Just keep up, keep up. I'm offering a tremendous amount of strength here today. You can do this. Dig deeper and find what you truly want to experience. Just happiness. It's happiness for now. Just go into that place of happiness. And if you want to have a switch, just turn it on. Push a button. Click. And there you go. Happy. Just decide it. Now I want you to come to your heart and just feel into your heart. If you want to put your hand on your heart, that's okay. And come into this place of this oneness, this feeling of oneness, that we're really one with everything in consciousness. Of course not in the body or anything. We're one in consciousness, and Mother Earth is also has a heart. And feel the love of her, and you offer your love to her. You are in great partnership. Mother Earth is the manifester. Everything manifests through the different elements. So just resonating with the love of the Earth that's coming from her and you feeling for her. Good. Okay. I'm going to take a sip of water. I'm going to. Maybe you need some water as well. A lot of energy moving. Good. So I'm going to take some calls now. So we will work directly with the individual, with you, and also for the collective, for everybody on the call here. And I also would like very powerful processes that are really powerful to offer to the collective consciousness of humanity. So we'll kind of work on like three levels. If that's okay with you, you can always say yes. If not, then you just say no. And let me just start first with a question in the back. That's from Eddie. Hi, it's from Ottawa. And she has a question that her experiences were not very positive. She says that right in the beginning when she used the clear false matrix parasites, I had negative reactions. And I've chosen not to be disheartened by the reports of members who had such positive results and stopped comparing my experiences with theirs. I'm also dealing with fear of moving forward because of the unpleasant reactions. Can you explain why, for some of us, things get blacker before they get better and how to reach a point where the experience seems more positive? Yes, Well, it's just a matter how much stuff there is, and sometimes our inner resistance as well almost kind of puts the brakes on. It's like driving with the brakes on. So when you go into something as this MP3 specifically is pretty potent, and so it obviously brought up some really, really thick stuff. And the way to get past this is to just keep listening more to it, literally, and to speed it up. And sometimes some breathing, some mantras, and maybe journaling along sometimes, so that you can keep yourself sort of in positive frame of mind will help. Also, the group, our Facebook healing group helps. That's what it's there for, so that when obstacles are hit. These are the obstacles that are in there. So we want to get them out because they will manifest in negative circumstances. And if you are now feeling unpleasant or maybe something so-called negative happened, usually we always say that when we do spiritual practice, instead of breaking a leg, we stub a toe. So maybe you're still stubbing your toe, but it could have been much worse. So don't despair. Just know that maybe you do also forgiveness and allow yourself to move more into your heart with more acceptance and saying thank you. One of my teachers always said, just say thank you when something bad happens, because you know a karma showed up and it's being dealt with. So you always say, oh, great, thank you, good. Oh, here it is. Okay, great, thank you. That's done. You just kind of, you just kind of scratch it through and it's done. So I hope the energies today here will help you and have helped you. Okay, so I'm going to go here now and take the first caller, and that's in New York, 91729. Hi. And before you say something, I'm just going to say that if you want to just use your first name or even just say, not say your name, that's fine. I will usually ask you, who you are, because it makes it easier for me to work with you. But if you feel like, because it's recorded, you don't want it to be on the call with your name, that's good too. So 917299, it's you. You're unmuted. New York.
Hi, Ratima. It's Christine.
Okay. Okay.
How
hi, Christine.
You?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
I'm good. Oh, this is great. That was awesome. Just a quick question on debt. I find that... of course, I want to be out of debt. I get out of debt, and I'm happy to be free of it, and then I slip back into it. So is it that I just don't believe the lie and don't allow myself to get pulled into the trap? Is that...
Okay, so is it debt because you just... there's two ways. There's things that happen to you. Let's say your roof goes bad and you have to buy things, or some people just go shopping all the time. So is it the first or the second?
Probably more of the second, and
okay.
I just get out of it, and then I'm right back into it again. It's like I always have to have that somebody controlling me, And
so you can feel that. Okay, good. All right, so good. I can feel that energy. I can notice it. So for you and anybody right now, let's. It's the victim pattern, actually. I can. It's right there. I just let's move it. There you go. Did you feel that? I'm just moving right now.
Oh my gosh, yes. In my chest I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. Now the rest is just keeping also more control over over the numbers, what goes in, what goes out, and also when desires pop up, are these true desires or are they just compensation desires and then we have to go shopping, something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Rathima.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, so my screen just jumped here, so let me just good. Next person is in Colorado, 71944. Hi.
Oh, hello, Rathima.
Hi there.
Alicia.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi. So I would like if you help me with guidance on what job to take. Like I've been substitute teaching and something's on my lap, but I don't feel that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can make enough money to support myself. So
okay,
I just need clarity in going forward career-wise.
Good. Okay. So Good. So first of all, the future already exists here. So close your eyes. So I'm bringing your attention to your sort of to the center of your head. It's like you look into the third eye. So just and what you really want to experience in your whole body right now is the sense of doing something that is joyful and that also gives you a lot of a lot of prosperity and more money, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So let's hold that. And can you slip into the frequency of what that feels like, the amount of money you want to make?
Yes.
Good. Just stay there. And just stay there. Okay. A lot of noise in the background, but... what I'm doing, I'm just going to mute you here so it can be more quiet. Okay. So we're just pulling all this looking. You see, you're looking and looking sideways everywhere, thinking that through the mind you can figure it out. So we're pulling all these forces back into center so that you get inspired, because it's really spirit that knows and spirit that manifests, spirit that inspires you. So let's see here. You're almost there. There you go. And of course, this is also good for everybody here. Bring yourself back to center, not looking through your mind, thinking about what should I do, but it should be coming from within. So you have to be in it, like a pregnant woman, in a space of expectancy. I want to unmute you now. Did you notice the shift? How are you feeling right now? You feel more centered?
I feel a lot of peace.
Peace. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So beautiful. Good. Now let me use this to help everybody else and you as well. So you're in this peaceful place now. Good. Now this is where you start to manifest. So now you basically go deeper into enjoying. Now you're going to use joy to enjoy this frequency of this amount of money that you know you already have. Your body's resonating with it, and that you're doing something that's just joyful and fun. You know you're doing it. Your mind doesn't know, but you're already experiencing it. Can you go there right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good. And just keep enjoying that. Stay marinating in it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. So the next person is in also Bloomfield, in New Jersey, and that is 9733. Hi.
Hi. This is Veronica. How
are
you?
Oh, hi there. Yes, good. Thank you.
Okay. I would just like to have some blocks removed, and I'm working with the package. But, you know, I started on this project or like a class, let's say, that I was taking, and it was supposed to help me, you know, become a more soul-based business owner and all this. And just weird things started happening. Like I had two deaths within the same week. Like it was a boot camp, so I should have been doing something like every day, you know, towards this. And that sort of set me back. And just other things. I mean, I feel just really exhausted, and I want to like progress and I want to go forward. But I'm like wondering, like, why is this happening? You know, is it the universe saying, okay, maybe now is not a good time, or maybe just slow down? It's like that was just like so random, and I don't know if it's because it was also like the full moon that was, you know, had some control over this, but it just sort of, I don't know, it took me off course, and that seems to be a problem with me. I have like all these goals and all these things I want to do, but things just sort of get in my way, and it's like I had no control over that, you know, people. Emotional stuff that happens, and just...
I think I can help you with this. You are looking at things not in a correct way. So when people are dying or things are happening, they're not getting in the way. They're a part of the manifestation process. You are basically, the universe gives you these karmas, these obstacles, and says, okay, you want to get to this place, but to get there, you need to utilize the frequencies, the energies, and compost them in order to manifest what you want. So the deaths and your emotions around it and your habits and thought programs are the fodder for the manifestation goal. Do you follow?
Yeah, I sort of understood. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I see how, like, someone passed away in my life. She's a very close friend, but it seems as though her not being around anymore is giving me the space to focus more on myself, because then, or else, you know, I'd be visiting, I'd be going out, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm home and I should be focusing more on what, you know, I'm supposed to be doing. But it's, I don't know, I'm just, maybe I just needed you to, like, clarify that for me. But
I'm not exactly sure.
Alone, like, talking about the loneliness and all that.
Oh, okay, but that's the loneliness is the fodder for, that you need, that's an energy you need to transform or to get to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's all perfect.
It is. So it is. So that's what, I just, maybe to have it confirmed or, but yeah, I don't know. It's taking longer than I thought it was going to take and just.
How would you, okay, so good, good. Oh, okay, but you see, this is where the problem is. You are thinking you know everything, but that's not how it works. You know, let's come down to the fundamentals. You don't exist. There's only God.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And God is prosperity and existence constantly manifesting. And so if you want to become a single pointed, a point of consciousness, of God consciousness that then enjoys the manifesting process, that's what you're allowed to do. If you go off and say, I'm Veronica, I want to do my own thing, you're going into what the worst people on this planet are doing for eons on this planet. We call it black magic. That's not how manifesting works. You must surrender to what is true. So you must be humble yourself, have an innocent heart, open it, and just say thank you. Okay, and feel everything that comes to you. And what we're doing in this is to understand how this works, to also allow things, these blockages, to transform way faster, because I've done this work and I just have a very different energy than most people. So we're going to just accelerate it, but the process is always the same. So you are transforming yourself from a, you know, in the old fairy tales, from a little duckling into a princess. And the little duckling has certain experiences that the little duckling cannot understand what the princess life is like, but it has to go through this transformation. And usually they get kissed, right? The prince gets kissed and the duckling goes into a prince or whatever. So it means this love is important and something that is doesn't make sense to the mind.
Uh-huh.
It's like give a kiss to your loneliness, give a kiss to all your problems and say, I don't understand it, but I'll love it, I'll open my heart to it. And I just own it again and allow it to transform me, and then you become the princess. And that is changing your magnetism, and that magnetism will then attract different reality around you. When you open your eyes, suddenly you live in a palace instead of a little hut. So this is how the world works. Everything else is false. Most manifestation, attraction stories that have to do with ego are not correct, you know.
Okay.
Is this helping? I get the sense it is.
It's up to me. It's up to me. I think I just have to journal through it. I have to, you know, just feel it. I feel everything you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but I have to, you know, just more digest it and understand it better for me.
You have to feel it. Your mind will never get any of this. You have to open your heart and feel it. And that's where the prosperity is. Love is really the key of prosperity. So say thank you for everything you have. Gratitude for everything. All the worst things in your life, say always thank you, thank you. And have open, innocent eyes of expectancy. And then you will see clearly. And so let's not, no pressure. Let's just go through this course, through this calls, and just keep breathing and just trust that things will change if the more relaxed you get around that. Yeah. Because it's not manifesting is fun. It's joyful. I love it. It's amazing. It has nothing to do with hard work. That's the old matrix. You know, these are the old programs. Yeah.
Very true. Yeah. That's so true. Okay. I still like get wrapped up in that.
Okay. All right, I'll move on and you'll see some other things that we're going to talk about that will very likely help you a lot. So next person is Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Ratima.
Hi.
So I got totally blown out at the beginning of the call.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that I'm trying to collect how I should put this. So in growing up, I saw my mom. She was always really, like, worried about money, trying to control. And just always, we've always had enough. We've always had way more than enough. But there's always been this, like, kind of deep concern about not having enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of hoping that we could work with that.
Yeah, so that's sort of an ancestral, an imprint from, pretty much all parents of that generation of those patriarchy were like that, and some more than others, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So for everybody, that sense of that things aren't enough, and it's driven by fear because it could run out, again, the sense of time. So let's offer that up and, again, come into that place of seeing where everything just appears constantly that you need. Everything that you need appears and is there. It just appears. And everything appears that you need. You know that that happens. And you can you feel the energy shifting and making that happen? Can you feel that?
Yeah.
You can feel it almost in the base chakra, right? Can you feel that sort of around the hip and base?
I felt it more in the heart.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, so that's it. Yeah, so it's this constant, infinite serving, the universe serving. It's this love affair. Okay, all right, so we're done with that, eh?
Thank you.
You're welcome, thanks. Okay, I'm having a very strange screen today. It keeps jumping around, so bear with me. This is now a web call anonymous. I'm not sure who that is. I unmuted you. And if you just say hello, then whoever is on the web. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Exactly. There you go. Hi.
Okay.
Okay.
Unknown
call.
Can you hear me?
No, yes, I can hear you. Good. Okay. Make sure you speak loud and clear.
Okay. At this moment, I don't want to go back. I don't want to work at my current place either. This week, Monday, Tuesday, I didn't go to work. And, I have to make money. But at the same time, I really, truly do focus on my job that I have already mentioned to you.
Uh-huh.
So I really, truly do feel stuck.
You may be stuck, but I'll tell you where you're stuck. I'll help you with that. So you're doing good with already, because I know we worked on what you want to do. You keep marinating in that. But where you're stuck right now is in your resistance going to work. So this is now the food that needs to be transformed. Okay, so I want you to now open yourself to it and receive that. You receive that energy of resistance. You say thank you. You're grateful. You open your heart to it. Yeah. Anybody here who has resistance going to work or any of that, just so did you come to a place of neutrality and acceptance so that you don't suffer? Because you can't manifest when you're suffering, right? What are we manifesting when we're suffering? Not very nice things. So you need to come back into a place of openness. Does it feel different now?
Yes, absolutely. I do feel peace.
That's it. Good. Now you're in this peaceful place. You're aligned again. Now what you're manifesting is true, and it's not harmful to others and to ourselves. It doesn't cause karma. So you want to be in that peaceful place. Now you can enjoy again your vision of this new job and what it, you know, looks like, feels like, you know, like that. Okay? Great. Okay. Oh, good, good. Okay, this is now in California, San Jose, 40826. Hi. Yes, that's you.
Hi, Aratima.
Yeah, hi there.
Oh?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Yeah, okay. You can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a question about... Okay, anyway. My husband has been involved in a personal legal matter that, of course, has affected all of us in the family. And I somehow got an intuition this morning that I think that I'm unconsciously holding the space for this. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's normal for family members to kind of do that for each other. Either you fight somebody or have an attraction or aversion to it, or you're holding space.
Okay, well, I don't think that I should continue doing that. Do you? I mean, I want to see...
Well, there's no other way, right? You either love, you are existing in a place of love and neutrality, or you're going to hate the situation, or you are really biting your fingernails wanting it to be a certain way, you know? So, and I think we both know that being in your heart and being neutral about it is perfect. So you're holding space for it is okay. Now, if you are, let's say your aura is expanding a little too much, which means that you're having a desire for it to be done and has a positive result, then you're not really holding space. You're actually literally influencing the situation and having a desire around it. Do you understand?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And if it helps you, you can always say anything around that, I'll give it over to Source. You can just sort of throw it into the air. You know, something that kind of is like a little ritual that makes you feel more at ease in your mind.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good. I'm going to go into the back of your question answers. Okay, Denise, feeling armoring to prosperity around my ribcage and lumbar, especially left side, help me to clear. Okay, so people who feel armor around, so that's basically a contraction on the physical level. So else we're going to be open to it, allow it to be there, be grateful, gratitude. I didn't even make a whole MP3 about gratitude because it was so important. It's going to be discussed over and over again here on the calls, is that you have to be grateful, open-hearted to what is happening. Come to a place that it doesn't ever need to change. It's not for us to actually have to change it. We're just open, grateful. At the same time, we now choose and shift to how do I want to feel? How is my body feeling? What do I see? Do I see a body that is easy, light, spacious? Do I see myself breathing nicely, openly, lots of space? Can I breathe into a vision where I feel happy, light, and prosperous? So just follow me as I'm opening these spaces. Good. Feels quite different now. Wonderful. Thank you. Next person. Please help me to move more into the unknown, to trust and enjoy my meditations. Let's do that for you and for everybody else, which is really necessary. You need to move more into the unknown, to trust and enjoy the silence from which all the manifestations come. Okay. A question by Isabel. When it comes to money, I see myself as a little child, meaning that I feel I depend on other people, not on myself or my ability to create flow through my business. How can I move from this feeling empowered and confident in my ability to magnetize and flow money so I choose for my highest good? How can I do that? So I feel dependent on other people, not on myself. Yeah. And... okay, so it's just an old program, really an imprint, probably stuck somewhere through something. So let's kind of be grateful first, knowing that it is energy that's now ready to change as you're expanding into yourself again and choosing now, use your free will, seeing and feeling, specifically for you, feeling that everything comes from within you. You might even come back to that light within yourself, deep in your heart and your body, and everything emerges from there. Allow that light to flow. And we're connecting it also to your business. because your business is right now what you're doing. And allowing yourself to receive from yourself. Just think that you breathe on your own, your heart beats on your own, and you manifest through yourself. So the idea that it comes through others is really not correct. It's actually a lie. So let's throw that out. Okay, so next person is Teresa. Hi there. Teresa, I unmuted you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi there. Do you have a question?
Hello, Aratima.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I help you? What can we do?
I know it's about debt. For the whole my life, I know from you that I must be grateful, and I am grateful, thanking. But is there anything in me, because I've been working with many, many money programs and for years, and now is anything in me now just feeling blocks in my throat and tightness in my chest?
Okay, and good. So you can feel it even. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. And all right. So grateful means also we're just really stopping to hate it, right? We're not wanting hating it anymore. So just kind of just for a moment, sit really just relaxed. Close your eyes. Just everything is here, all that tightness, everything, and the debt and all this. And okay, we're going to shift. You are none of these things. This is something you're experiencing. It's like a mirror. You're looking into the mirror, and that's what your experience is. Your body is also just an experience in the mirror. You are consciousness. You are pure awareness, looking at a body that is tight, and you're looking at a greater body, which is expressing through debt, your house, your situation. Good. So now, the most important thing for you, and it's for many, is to detach from believing this to be you, that this is yours. As long as it's your debt, your body, well, what are you going to have? You're going to have all this with its good and bad stories. But you're none of this. You are pure spirit. So, and you've always been. So this is very difficult, but we're going to do this just simply by now seeing, follow Teresa, please, yes, by seeing your body now and feeling. It's almost like it's a little bit like, see it sort of in your third eye. It's almost like you're looking into, your eyes are closed, and it's almost like a movie screen, and you're just seeing yourself there, and you're seeing your body relaxing in the areas that are difficult for you right now. You make yourself the way you feel comfortable, and you can feel it also. There's a link. You feel it energetically. You're linked up. The body that's sitting there and holding the phone or hearing me is also linked up with the image that you're seeing now in your third eye. Almost like there's a link there. So as you're transforming the image in your third eye, we're affecting now your physical body. Begin to morph it the way you want it. You see Teresa having very relaxed throat, body feels good. Dress yourself nicely, put some nice things on you. And now look at the environment, look at your bank account, look at the numbers. Whatever debt means to you, change that right now into something positive. And everybody can do that right now. Change it, shift it. Shift it, keep shifting it. Come on, keep shifting it. You need power, come on. You can do this. Get out of this attachment now. Yes, will yourself out of it. You are something much greater. That's it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Good. Beautiful shift. Very, very good. Lots of energy shifting here. So again, now refocus again. See yourself. We're going to kind of almost like seal it in. See yourself again and feel it. How much money you have, or how it feels that you own what you use. It's yours. You claim it as yours. It belongs to you. Your body feels good. You did pretty amazing. How are you feeling right now, Teresa?
Just bursting into tears.
Good. Yeah, you're letting it all go. Yeah. Let it flow. Let it flow. Your energy's flowing. You're not stuck. Let it flow. The release, because you were in a prison, right? Like many people, just cry it out. And then once you've cried it out, I want you to, you can even re-listen on this during the call, how we're doing this together, and keep going back to that beautiful place. Okay? Very well done. Awesome. Yes. I'm excited for you. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Good, good. You're welcome. Wow, that was pretty amazing there. Whew. Okay, so this is in Oregon. Hi, Deb, 54150. Hi.
Hey, welcome all.
Hi.
You're still in Baja, and we found out this morning that our bank account has been monitored since we've been gone, and they didn't take anything out, and we're going to put it on the account. But it... I felt the level of anxiety.
We have such a bad connection. I'm getting a few pieces. Can you maybe wiggle a bit or adjust?
Yes.
So I heard about
it. Is that better?
That's much better. It got frozen. You can't get into it.
Somebody was monitoring our bank account while we've been gone, and we've got a hold on it, but it produced a level of anxiety in me that my mind's not going there as much, but it feels like it's just a really deep emotion that came up from it, even though, you know, like I said, everything's safe and stuff and we don't know who did it or anything, but there's no issue and there was no money taken out. But I just want to sort of address that anxiety that I felt, that feels like it's coming from a very old, deep place.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. This is actually a good thing because everything's monitored anyway, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
That's good. You actually are being presented with, probably also in context with the prosperity package, where you basically are going to own again and bring back your power. So let's do that together here, where you basically, this is an experience that you don't need anymore, right? You don't have to have that feeling, that experience. So how would you like to feel? Which means as you're in charge, you decide what's in the bank, you decide, what you do with the money or with your wealth, and you are in charge. So just come back again and bring all your power back. And most importantly, you're the one who creates wealth. It doesn't even matter who monitors what. You're the one who creates wealth. You are that point of light, that point of God, from which all wealth arises and returns, and we're going to allow anything that is distorted to return back to source right now. And in your mind's eye, I want you to just change and shift and see your bank account very sealed, clear, untouched by anybody. It's just you. And so it is. Does it feel better?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Great. You're welcome. Great. Thank you. Okay. Next person is in Mumbai. Hi, Nina. Hi there.
Hello, Dr. Ayasima.
Hi there. I'm good.
To connect with you.
Awesome.
Actually, my problem also is ongoing litigation. You know, I've been involved in this for 5 years now, and it has to do with my inherited property here, which my father left for me. And unfortunately, in the family, there's other people more greed and, you know, the whole bit. And I'm so tired of it because it's draining me, you know, paying the lawyer's fees. And I've done everything that I need to do to protect it, and it's still just dragging and dragging. You know, it seems like it's the end, but it's taking forever. And I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Let's come first to this place where it doesn't really matter, where you walk away from it. Walk away from the story. Literally walk away right now. It just doesn't matter. Give it up because you're too invested, right? So it will drain you. It tells me you are not working from your true self, but from your ego, because only ego can drain you. Would you be willing to walk away where you come to an understanding that I don't have to hold on to a little piece of land because there's way bigger prosperity that comes from within myself?
Yes.
Can you do that? Okay, good. Okay, that's challenging, but if you can, if you understand this, you're not a slave anymore. You want to step out of that slavery. Your slavery to your images you created and your karmas. Remember, when you look at this, your lawyers, the land, the family, this is all you, your karmas. So let go. Close your eyes now and let's shift this now. Let's change this. So I want you to visualize and feel again on the screen of within your third eye. You basically as a link to yourself, to your heart, and he's seeing basically everything is good, and everything is good. You know what is true without any selfishness, without any bias. Everybody in the family is happy, you're happy, everything is sorted, everybody's doing well, everything's turned out good. Can you go there now? Yeah, good, good. Keep shifting. Good. You're in the process. Good. That's it. Good, good, good. Deep breath. Deep breath. Yes, yes, yes. Good. Good, good, good. How do you feel right now? What shifted?
Just peace, feeling peaceful.
Good, good, good. Beautiful. So you really moved yourself out of these karmas. You're in that place of peace. Now let's do the second round, which is where you're from the place of peace. Go back and look at what you've manifested now. What feels natural, because your vibration is higher now. You can already check what is going to manifest. So if there's something still a little odd, keep correcting it. So what kind of images arise in regards to the situation? Is it better? What do you see?
Why do I see it? Some kind of a block. I want to be happy. I really want to be happy.
Okay. Well, then see yourself happy. Good. If then want to, then just that said, you don't even care about the outcome. That's even better. You're even more detached. Beautiful. Then you just kind of see and feel yourself happy, and then stay with that. Just shift. Push the happy button. It's just a choice. It's really just a choice.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, go into a happy place and stay there. Now you need power and willpower to stay there no matter what happens around you. No matter what, you're going to remain happy and choose happiness. This is very powerful. And if you do this, you'd be surprised how things are going to morph. What's really happening right now, in real time, everything's morphing and shifting in reality right now. And everybody who's involved in this situation is feeling that as well. Yeah. That's why I always say each one of us is a true master. We understand how to change reality. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good, good. Awesome. I like happy laughter. Okay. Next person is Reem. Hi, Reem.
Hello, Aratima. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, I can hear you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I'm enjoying this call. Thank you very much. I do feel prosperity in several aspects of my life. I'm very grateful, but it does not translate into money in my bank account.
Uh-huh.
Now,
okay.
I try to work like consciously on patterns, on things, you know, the way you taught us to do, but I'm wondering if there's something on another level that I don't see, or I was wondering if you had some kind of direction to give me.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a very good question because, like I said earlier, this has it's a three-level approach, personal, group-wise, and collectively, because you are still believing, and many of us do, that the bank account and the money in the bank is your wealth, mm-hmm. and your, you know, mm-hmm. so that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. So we need to shift out of that because they, the bankers, are telling you that mm-hmm. that's how you measure your wealth. And that is mm-hmm. we're not going to accept that, correct? Are we?
Yes, absolutely not.
Good,
not
good.
Accepting.
Oh, there you go. Good. So you are your own bank now, yeah? Your own bank is your own core. And how things come to you and it can also for sure be in money, because it's not excluding the money, yeah, but we'll also include the money, but we include everything else. So we're going to open up this one-way street between you and the bankers. We're going to open it up into this multi-infinite, forever internal way street of the universe. So we're just going to open that up right now for everybody. Let me just find that right place inside you. There it is. Just wait, still shifting. Good. Can you feel the difference?
Yes, more expansion.
Yeah, good. You know, more expanded. Good. Now, in this expansion, let's do a second step here, where you basically now even from that peace and expansion, if it feels right, don't force it from the ego, but it comes from your heart, and you are, and your bank account arises, or your wallet or something, and it feels right to just see a lot of money there, then go ahead. If that feels natural, let it happen. Is it arising?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, good. Feel the frequency. Can you feel the energy frequency of it?
Yes.
Good. Just hang on to that and marinate in it, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good. You guys are all troopers. This is good. Okay, so we have Santa Barbara, Bridget. Hi, Bridget. 805.
Hello.
Hey, hi there.
So manifested some experiences that I am not enjoying, and I've been trying to, you know, focus on feeling, you know, grounding into, you know, feeling love of Mother Earth and feeling love and feeling supported, and I don't feel anything.
Hmm.
What does that feel like?
It's okay. It's okay. Sometimes people experience more peace or neutrality. Do you feel more still, maybe?
I do. I mean, I've been doing clearing work for a long time, and so I don't necessarily feel like it's numbness. Neutrality. It seems more appropriate, but...
How do you feel about when you see a little newborn baby or a puppy?
I'm able to give love, but sometimes I wonder if there's something, like, missing within me. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, I love my children, mm-hmm. you know, but sometimes I'm wondering if like, there's an emptiness there.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, I can sense it. So good. Okay, this is something we can work with. You even named it. It's emptiness. So good. Thank you. Emptiness, you know, gratitude. Emptiness wants to transform, or you want to transform it into something else. We'll see what it wants to do. So go into the emptiness. And there's a little bit of fear that I'm detecting. Is that correct?
Only a little.
It's a pretty strong one, but it's so hiding in this one corner at 2:00, you know? It's just so, yeah, so now if you can go into the fear too, if you try that, because fear closes the heart, right? So go into the fear, just enjoy it, feel it. It's just energy. Yeah. Stay with it. You can do this. Stay with this. Feel the chaos. Okay. That's it. You're right through it now. You're going through. Good job. Almost done.
You're telling me I don't have anything to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not true, but I don't have any.
Yeah.
evidence.
Yeah, it's just a program. It's just a program. We don't even need evidence because it's a lie. You know,
yeah.
If you trust me, what I say, and many people truly say that are wise, that you are a divine being. So, yes, you have everything to offer, your own existence, your life, your presence. So let's clear this thing about not having anything to offer for everybody. We'll offer that up. We'll call it out to be untrue. And how many times have we heard that when we go, let's say you want to apply for a job as a news anchor or astronaut, they'll just say, oh no, you don't have anything to offer in that regard, right? You're not trained. So we're all used to being very relegated into a very small corner. Yeah, we can do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and that's it. What a lie. It's not true. So we're just going to, again, deny that, scratch it out. Your energy is shifting quite a bit right now. Do you feel that?
Yeah, it feels like energy is moving through my head and like going through my ear. It feels like everything's wobbling.
Yeah, yeah. Your whole upper body is like, yeah, especially neck and upwards looks expanded. That's okay. Everything's wobbling because your mind is shifting, right? And your perception is shifting too. Take a deep breath. I'll just ask it to continue until it's finished. And should we leave it at that for now?
Yes, thank you. I don't know if I can handle much more right now.
I think so too. Yeah, let it integrate. We have more calls. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so let me quickly go here into the back. Nancy saying, I feel stuck on survival mode. Over the years, I've had benefactors that were the source of my income, my husband of 25 years being one of them. Unfortunately, I had very little income to produce for myself, even though I'm educated and highly capable. I would very much appreciate the clearing on that. Okay, not uncommon. So for everybody, excuse me, we're going to do that. That sense of that money has to come through you, or you want money to come through you. Okay, so let's do that. If you're open to that, let's open that up. And enjoy that kind of flow. Okay, deep breath. Good. And I'm coming here to Kasri. Hi, Kasri. You're unmuted.
Hi, Ratima.
Hi.
It's just been wonderful. I have two questions, but I know that we're on a time limit. So I guess I'll ask this one. As you know, I have lots of ideas and over the years to create something and have attempted many times. And then so I self-sabotage and quit. And then until I find the energy to start again. So I'm wondering if there's like what the pattern is or the program and if we can clear that.
Well, we spoke about that a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And I remember saying to you, you have to love the masculine. And because the masculine is really the container. And because you have all the ideas and all this, but it's like pouring water in where there's no glass. It's just not going to be held anywhere. So it's really that balance between the masculine and the feminine and that willpower and really love. So if you put your hand on your heart right now, and let's open up again to receiving and accepting where you're at with absolute neutrality, gratitude, and just having no issue around it. And we're going to step away even further, where Kasri is just a story. And her story and her experiences of money or lack of money, or whatever they are, we don't have a judgment on it. So you're just going to step away from it. You're just looking at that image. It's like an image in the mirror. And now, what is exactly would you like to see for Kasri? I want you to start seeing that in your third eye again. See that screen, and what is it you want to see?
What do I want to see? Me creating something that I love, and that just being creative every day and consistently creative, knowing that it's going to.
It doesn't necessarily make money. It doesn't make money necessarily. So you want to create something that is also, so you want to be creative and be happy, and you want to be having a certain amount of money, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. See that as well. See your bank account, see the numbers, see your pocket full of coins, whatever. Gold coins raining on you, just whatever it is, but just receive that now, and we're going to let go and shift any of this love for poverty. Let's find the opposite. Okay, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going and release that self-hatred. Just go through that bitterness. Keep going, keep going. Feel yourself into happiness. Keep going. Good. Do you feel shifted now?
I feel lighter.
Lighter. Good. So in this lightness, do you see and know yourself to be prosperous? Or the mind is coming in and says no, right?
Yeah, it's both. It's, if I can stay in this space, yes.
Good. Yeah, okay. Okay, so you can do two things. You can stay in the space and keep marinating in it. You can also take this, it's a dissent mind. Your mind is saying, no, I don't believe any of that. And you're going to work with that as well and shift that as well. Because you want a mind that says yes, right? Of course it works. Which, I mean, wouldn't that be better to have a mind that says, yeah, of course we can do this. It's fun. Let's do this.
Yeah, just keep that switch on.
Yeah, keep that switch on. So that's what you work on. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay,
thank
you. Good, awesome, good. All right, there aren't that, you know, a few people. Let's keep going a little bit more. I'm just going to unmute Simone. Hi, 2133, I unmuted you.
Hi, Ratima, how are you?
Good, last minute on the call here today, okay.
Yes, I know. I'll be quick. I just wanted to say, so 2019 has been absolutely magical for me so far. Just as you said, that 2019 would be an amazing manifesting year. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted your, sort of advice for everyone as to, you know, when you're on that high, like how to sort of keep going and not go into that space of, oh, but the other shoe has to drop. Can it always, you know?
Oh, yeah, but because it's a polarity, right? Yeah, so you have to stay centered. I would say you meditate every day and you find your silence and you don't get excited about all the prosperity because that's too much. You want to be always in a place of the way God is, the way silence is. You are always in a place of neutrality. Neutrality opens the heart, which is really unconditional love, and you are non-biased. So you enjoy your prosperity, but you also enjoy things that don't work and keep... And that will transform the things that don't work in your life and cause more and more true prosperity. Because there's also karmic prosperity. You could be in a cycle of karmic, positive karma. But, you know, as we know, positive karma switches to negative karma. And you can feel that as we're scared of the next shoe dropping, as you said. So you want to make sure that you are in that innocent place. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Makes a
okay.
lot of sense.
Okay. You're welcome. Great. Thank you. Okay. 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 Next person is Priscilla in Surrey. Excuse me.
Hello.
Hi. Can you? Yeah. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
My question is hold on. Let me just. My question is I need help for my soul and my mother. It's the healing is from soul level.
Okay, so I'm not really healing your other family. I'm working with you. So where is your pain?
It's from the heart and all over, because I'm sorry, there's some echo in my phone.
Yeah, I know it's a little hard, but I can manage. So yeah, you're worried about your son and your mother?
Myself, because I found out that her soul is just like attached with my soul. So whatever I do, it has adverse effect on her, and whatever she's doing too right now have also adverse effect on me. So just holding my prosperity.
Oh, okay, good. All right. What's her first name, Priscilla?
My mother's name?
Yeah, your mother.
Rosario. She's in the Philippines right now.
Okay.
And I'm here in Canada.
Okay. All right, good. So we're just going to request now your mother and you. And you also have to let go. You can even imagine holding her hands and just letting her go, and she just disappears into the light. Okay,
yes,
just to visualize that. And she's going into the light, and you are separate. Each one is in their own light, in their own space, and releasing all worry, doubt, and other kind of codependent patterns, offering Priscilla the freedom to just step into your own frequency, resonating in all areas of her life. So one second, let me watch what's going on here. And especially, can you put your hand on your solar plexus, your stomach area, for a moment?
Yes. Her cord is attached to my auric field.
Well, if you can even see it and know it, I'm going to ask you to actually remove it. Can you do that right now? Unlodge it, take it out.
Should I connect it to her?
Just take it out. You don't worry what she does with it. That's not your problem.
Okay.
You just take care of yourself.
Okay, I'm taking it out.
Yeah, you take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. Take a deep breath. Yes, that's good. You did good. And now close that hole. There's already light going in, but close it a bit more. It's almost like an eggshell. Put some pearlescent, like pearl energy all around it, all around your field. See your whole field like you're like a pearl.
Mm-hmm.
It feels much better, right?
Yeah,
good. Now you choose again. Check inside of yourself. What's your frequency? In fact, let's put that together. Somebody said about money set point in the back. I just kind of looked at that. Whoever wrote this, and anybody else on the call, if your money set point, let's say that means it's like you can only earn that much money per year, and you feel weird if you earn more. So let's look at your money set point, and you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, and then see if that's okay or if you need to bring it up.
I need to bring it up.
Okay, so bring it up to the number that feels good for you right now.
Any number?
Just go up slowly. I'm going to just tell you, if you go up to $10 million, I'm just going to warn you, you're going to have to shift so much. This might be a little too much to shift. Because remember, you have to sacrifice your old patterns to manifest the new patterns. So you want to shift maybe a little bit. If you say 100,000, go to 200,000, or maybe 250 or something.
Let's say 50 million?
50 million? I wouldn't, but you might die in order to manifest. I'm just saying, you have to understand, this is not random. Everything costs something. This universe is interconnected. We can't just, you have to do something in order to make it happen.
Okay.
So do something that is still challenging your frequency, because you want to adapt to that frequency. Your nervous system needs to learn to run and ride that new frequency.
Okay, let's say 1 million.
Okay, good. Okay, just feel that frequency. Go into that. It has an energy signature. Let it resonate in your whole body now, in every cell in your aura, and even around into your room. Keep resonating it. Still wobbling, so let's wait this out. Everybody's probably doing that right now, or some of you. If you feel like something in your house is breaking and the plumbing is going or something, don't complain because you are changing your frequency. So you have to say yes. You are up-leveling. And sometimes it's like when we do the dishes, we get dirty, right? You will get a little dirty sometimes. Say yes. Don't hesitate. Keep going. And then you break through to a whole new sense of who you are, which is really exciting. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good job. Thank you, Priscilla. Okay, so we are here in, this is in Waterloo. This is Karen. Hi.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Okay.
So perfect. I'm following Priscilla because we had a water come in on our roof from the roof into the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with insurance and roofers, and of course they don't want to cover, you know, a lot of the things. So I just kind of feel this bit of fear when I think of these conversations I have to have and things that are to come. And I just wonder if you could guide me through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. So what we can do here is, just close your eyes and you just can feel the fear, right? Because you are now thinking that what you're seeing and the world around you, what you're seeing, these people, the insurance people, all this, you think they're real, right? It's your karma. Well, you can shift your karma. Good. Okay. So now we're going to dial it up, which means is, okay, start shifting now and you're going to see that everything's repaired and they pay for it. Everything comes out perfectly. Everybody's friendly, happy. Your house is better. It's easy. Everybody's excited. They want to give you money. If this is true and it's for the highest good of the totality of the oneness that they have to pay, then it shall be done. Yeah. Does it feel like they should be paying for it, or do you feel like the wording in the insurance is like, it should be partially your cost. Which one is true for you?
I bought a 50-year warranty on the roof, so I felt they should be covering,
Good. Okay, good. So if you bought that, good. Then you basically are going to insist on it right now. See it and feel it. See it and feel it. And bring all your power there. Just be totally certain. What you're really doing, you're commanding things to change and shift, right? And I can see you using light. That's okay. Bring light into it and let it become luminous, because now that means you're going to manifest a better quality of circumstance. Okay, it's shifting now in your head too. Good. There you go. You got it. There you go. Feel that?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Good. Now just keep staying in that certainty and keep seeing the outcome and knowing your whole body that the outcome is the way you saw it, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. See, it's so much fun. Okay, so we have now, I'm going to take three more callers and then I'm going to start closing down. This is Davey. Hi, Davey.
Hi, Arathima. How are you?
I'm good.
I want to work on feeling low energy and not motivated.
Okay. Good. So first of all, be grateful for what is here. You're conscious and you're experiencing something. And so just be open to it, grateful. Your heart's opening to it, and now just kind of go, as you are in this open-hearted place, in a place of neutrality, allow yourself to visualize and see and know and feel the person that you'd like to be. See yourself in your third eye. More energy, more engaged, whatever that looks like for you, go and find it. Good, and dial it up even more. More energy, more happiness. See more color, brighter. Good. Feel feel that freedom in your mind, that spaciousness. How does that feel? How's it going?
Like very neutral.
Very neutral. Okay. Do you even feel something different in your body? Do you feel like you're tapping into the vitality?
Not sure.
Not sure means no. Okay. Do you remember a time when you were very, had lots of energy and lots of vitality?
No.
Do you know somebody who is like that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you know what it feels like then? Okay, good. So just kind of let yourself be inspired by that and feel that inside of yourself. You know, it's like, yeah, there you go. Just, no, exactly. There you go. You got it. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, good, good. So just keep bringing, it's almost like you have to turn something on in your cells, right? Just keep turning that on and have images or whatever it helps you around you. That basically turns that back on and keep using that image and that feeling. Yeah. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So let me see here in the back. Helen, I would like to look into my future and advise me what I can focus on for the greater good for myself and all. Huh. I don't look into somebody's future because your future is now and it's in your hands what you're going to do with it. So I invite you to basically choose how you would like to experience life and do that right now, Helen. And you decide. You decide. For everybody here right now, just you choose. How would you like to feel? How does that, I mean, we always want to be happy. We want to feel very pleasant in our body. We want to feel nourished. We want to feel loved. We want to be able to love. We want to be creative. These are all our God-given natural tendencies. So allow yourself to experience that. Don't worry so much about the details because they don't matter too much. And allow yourself to continue to evolve, because that's the key. We are creative beings, expression of creation, so to continuously evolve. And with that, you want to be in charge of your free will to choose always your highest frequency. So let's kind of make a big circle here and come back to, you take a deep breath, come back to what you are experiencing right now in this present moment. Whatever is still right here, right now, that might be unpleasant, be grateful, open yourself to it, say thank you, and allow yourself, when you're in that neutrality, to move it into a different imagery. Change the movie, change the experience. What would be a little bit better? Bring it by some color into it, morph it a bit. Feel it. Always feel it. Stay connected with yourself. Feel it. Feel more prosperous. Feel healthier, happier. And if you can't find inside of yourself, think of those that play that out. It could be animals. It could be people. It could be the sun that is twinkling on the water. Whatever it is, just allow yourself to be inspired. Good, 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 good. Good. So I make a concluding prayer here that all the processes, all the changes are safe for you, that you are protected with grace, with the angelic light, with from your higher self anyway, and that you're inspired to step further into your power, into your free will, into your creative seeing. (sighs) And then we'll meet again next week, same time. And if some of you would like to work on manifesting a particular kind of work, career, or continue to work on the same thing we started today, that's absolutely fine. If we started something today and you want to basically continue to work deeper into it, that is absolutely beautiful. Consistency and focus is really powerful. So thank you for being here today. I also asked that everything that was asked on the back of the that was written in today, as well everybody that still has their hands up, that's not no time anymore for today, that you are blessed with what you need, and that you, as you re-listen to this call today, that you receive the necessary support for you to manifest and to make the shifts you need. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this call is going to be replayed, the same link, once we're done. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.